Chapter 18, Theory of Perception, Phenomenon of the World. What is the world like? What is its exact nature? Is the world what it appears to be to the senses? If the perception of the senses were to determine that, then whose senses are to do it? The senses of different beings interpret the world differently. Ants perceive the world in a particular way, while elephants do so in another way, and humans perceive it different from ants and elephants. Then whose senses are to be relied upon? Whose accepted as the standard? That of human, animal, or plant? Living beings view the world as children view their images in convex and concave mirrors. These mirrors produce ludicrous images. They appear long as pine trees or flat as pancakes. Thus there are multifarious versions of the world. The question arises as to the exact nature of the world. What is right and what is wrong? It has provoked philosophers to investigate and reach distinct conclusions. They have laid down conflicting theories. Vedanta reconciles these divergent views and presents the Vedantic theory of perception. It needs to be carefully studied and reflected upon. One set of thinkers laid down the theory of idealism. According to the idealists, the world is not what it appears to your sense perception. The world as it appears to you is false, illusory, unreal. Idealism again has different branches, spearheaded by eminent philosophers like Berkeley, Plato, Hegel, and others. Another set of thinkers laid down the theory of realism. According to realists, the world is real. The world is as it appears to you. Things and beings are just as they seem to you. Real in themselves. Bain and Mill are among the philosophers who support realism. Most people find it difficult to tune in to these abstruse, speculative theories. They dismiss them as mere theoretical enunciations of little value. They do not realize that theory plays an essential part in practical life. That all activity in the world is backed by thought. Vedanta provides you with the knowledge to explain the phenomena of the world with its theory of perception, a theory founded on the laws of science. Before launching into the study of the theory of perception, the two terms commonly used, subject and object, need to be defined. In the context, the word subject means the perceiver, knower, experiencer, while object means that which is perceived, known, experienced. Take the example of perceiving a landscape. You are the perceiver and the landscape the perceived. You are the knower, experiencer, and the landscape, the known, experienced. You are the subject, the landscape, the object. Here again, the concept of the subject varies. Western philosophers take the mind as the subject. Consider the mind to be the perceiver, knower, experiencer. Whereas Vedanta states the mind itself to be an object, known, experienced. You can conceive your mind, know it, experience it. It fits into the definition of an object, not subject. Anything perceived or conceived, known or experienced ceases to be the subject in the true sense. Vedanta declares the inner self, Atman, to be the subject, to be the real perceiver, knower, experiencer. Hence, from the absolute point of view, the Atman is the subject and the mind the object. While in the relative sense, from a practical angle, the mind becomes the subject and the rest of the world the object. However, in the theories of perception discussed below, the mind is taken as a subject, perceiver, knower, experiencer. And what is perceived, known, experienced by the mind as the object.